Now the 2-1. Swung on, hit high in the air to deep left. Gordon's going back, still back. Gordon on the track, makes the catch, falls down. No, he didn't catch it, and he's hurt. Ball is laying on the track. Bourne scores, Cabrera scores. Kipnis around third. He is going to have an inside the park home run. And Gordon is still flat on his back on the warning track in left.
We feel sorry for
the Indians
outfielder.
Have a 3-1 lead, and Gordon is seriously hurt.
Now, you feel sorry for that, but that's one of those things about baseball. You never know what you might see if you go to a ball game. Folks there saw an inside the park home run.
Yep.
Which is one of those oddities in baseball. With more oddities, bad segue here. Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians joins us, as he will throughout the summer, spring and summer Indian season, talk Indians baseball. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for sharing time with us today. Appreciate it.
Good morning, boys. We're back at it tonight. One of the good things that we always talk about is, how come we don't start the season in warm weather climate? Well, we are in Oakland, California, but we have to wait till 10 o'clock tonight to watch the game. But we're back at it. You may have heard and read, the slogan for the year is unfinished business. So it's time for us to get back rolling and just build on what we accomplished a year ago.
Well, Bob, it would have been nice. I'm all for the home, for the warm weather start, but maybe in the same time zone.
Yeah, that's the tough part. We have to wait all the way until 10 p.m. tonight to catch the first game of the season. But hey, you have to take the good with the bad. It'll just be a longer wait. It's going to be tougher. A lot of us who cannot wait to see the team get rolling, Justin Masterson on the mound to get us started on the right foot. And 4 days from now, though, we'll be able to enjoy some fun at Progressive Field.
And you've got a guy behind the plate with a new contract, Yan Gomes.
Yeah, well, Michael Brantley signed a multi-year deal. Yan Gomes just signed a multi-year deal. We really, other than Justin Masterson and Asdrubal Cabrera, who are both free agents at the end of at the conclusion of this season, the core of this baseball team is all signed for the next 4 or 5 years. So the short term, we really have we're in a wonderful position having the core group of this baseball team together again for 4 or 5 years. And one of the things we saw at spring training this year was really some wonderfully talented young players in our farm system. So we feel real good about who we are as a baseball team, not only in the short term, but the long term as well.
Of course, people looking for things coming out of Oakland, so these could be important games in October as we look back at the first series as we're taking on an opponent from the West. Let's talk a little bit of coming up on Friday. It is the home opener. It's a 3:05 first pitch. And you've got a lot of festivity. Opening day is always a big, a lot of pageantry going on. You got your tux all ready to go for Friday?
Yeah. Well, Tom Hamilton might be in a tux, but I certainly am not. But we do have, all the tradition and pageantry that our fans come to expect on opening day. We game time first pitch is 3:05, but we ask our fans to be in their seats as early as 2, certainly by 2:30, if you want to enjoy all the pageantry of opening day. We're going to have a video tribute that really salutes the past 20 years in that ballpark. We'll be raising a 20th anniversary flag. Mike Hargrove will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch to Sandy Alomar Jr. to really commemorate and salute how much fun we had opening that building, and Mike being the leader of the baseball team that really gave us such wonderful memories. So a lot of other things in store for our fans, RTA Rally Alley, all the other street performers, live broadcasts from our radio networks in Sports Time Ohio. So lots going on opening day, as you would expect.
You mentioned 20 years. That's we're entering into a new generation of fans.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing it's gone that fast, right? I mean, it's just remarkable that we're at the 20-year mark of that beautiful ballpark and all the fun things that we've been able to accomplish there. You know, I think we're going to hit the 50 million mark in attendance. At some point, the 50 millionth fan will walk through the ballpark sometime this coming season. The economic impact that our facility, over $1 billion, has generated in the southern edge of downtown Cleveland, just overall been a big win-win for the city. And we just hope we can continue it with a lot of wins during the baseball season and getting people down to the ballpark and enjoying Indians baseball at Progressive Field.
Well, the home opener being on a Friday, and you actually have an afternoon game on Saturday, you almost have this home weekend opener kind of feeling that
exactly.
goes on.
Exactly. The opening weekend against the Minnesota Twins. It starts Friday at 3:05. Saturday and Sunday are both at 1:05. Plenty of tickets remain for those two contests, so check it out at Indians.com.
Hey, Bob, one thing I noticed on opening day, you've got the Cleveland Orchestra double string quartet playing again, and they were there 20 years ago.
Right. A number of them, led by Steve Warner and others that we've come to really get to know and enjoy. And, yeah, we revisited, one of the things that trying to recreate some of that pageantry when we opened the building. We replaced Mike Hargrove instead of having Bill Clinton come back and toss out the ceremonial first pitch. But Mike Hargrove will be doing that. Revisiting the pageantry of 1994 with the Cleveland Orchestra double string quartet coming back and doing their thing, and it's going to be wonderful.
Well, let's hope we have a good record when we hit Friday after we get through the series here with Oakland. Again, it opens up tonight at 9:37 with the Indians warm-up here on AM 930 WEOL as the Tribe takes on the A's. Bob DiBiasio with the Cleveland Indians. We'll talk again next Monday. Thanks for your time today.
Look forward to it, guys. Have a great week.